Well, once again, it is pretty good to be Bob Baffert if you're on the road to the Kentucky Derby. The six-time Derby winner, as you might expect, is back in the spotlight with several major players this year, and he is with me now here on the Equine Forum. Bob, appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime.
Yeah, you know, I remember you joining me about this same time last year, and I used the word loaded to describe the horses that you had, the Derby hopefuls you had in your barn, and you told me you hate when people say he's loaded at this time of year, but of course then he went on to win the Kentucky Derby, so I guess it's not all that bad after all, is it?
Yeah, but my holster had more bullets in it earlier in the year, and then I was down to one silver bullet. But you know what? I think this is when we start getting excited, because these preps are the most meaningful, because you only have two more chances, you know, to do well, get the points, and all that. And so they have to be pretty far along right now. So it's going to be exciting, especially this weekend.
Yeah, 56 days away from the first Saturday in May. What things are you hoping to see from your three-year-olds at this stage in the game?
Well, you need to run first or second. You know, you don't want them regressing. You don't want to see a bad race. You know, sometimes if you get a bad race, if the horse is, you know, if you knew maybe he struggled, was in a bad position, didn't get the greatest of trips, you can let that slide. But so you just want to, you know, you want to see a clean break, get position, and finish up. And most of these, the really good horses, they start separating themselves, especially when you go mile eight, that's when they really separate themselves.
Yeah, well, you've got a couple good ones in the San Felipe later on Saturday afternoon. You have Medina Spirit and you have Life is Good, who is the morning line favorite. Why don't you start with Life is Good and just tell me a little bit more about him?
Well, I mean, Life is Good. He's extremely talented. He's fast. He's quick. Has a lot of speed, can get a little strong early. I think the second quarter is going to be the big key. You know, can't go too fast. He went a little fast last time, second quarter. But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we've been working with him and the maturity. They eventually, especially I like him when we start going further where, you know, they don't have to run into the turn really quick. Like when you're going a mile, they have to, you have to really get them off their feet. And, you know, I'm excited. He's a very exciting horse to watch. There's a very deep track that we have here, but he glides over really well. He's light on his feet, like authentic. And, but he's, you know, he has to prove to himself that he can keep on going. So, you know, pace makes a race, and you know, that first quarter is always going to be the most important.
How about that inside post going a mile and a 16th at Santa Anita? Does that force his hand a little bit?
Well, I mean, he's a very quick horse. I mean, I don't, you know, he was, you know, when you're on the outside, you can maybe think about maybe grabbing him. But once you have the one hole, basically you have to force your hand.
Yeah, well, he has the speed to do it. We'll see if he can pull it off in the San Felipe from the inside post. How about Medina Spirit? I guess you could kind of say the same thing about him, where he's got a little bit of early zip to him, too.
Yeah, Medina is actually better. He's better stalking like he was the race before. Last time he had the one, and, you know, we just said, you know, he had the one. Just get him away from there. And so he was... There was no way for him to really grab him and get out. So he was sort of, once you commit, you know, he committed early and he just stayed there. And they just fought it out. They were all committed to try to make the lead. And they just ended up just, you know, struggling to the wire. But he fought them all off and had plenty left at the end. So, I mean, he's a horse. If something were to go really extremely fast early, he's going to, you know, he'll be in the spot. He'll be in a stalking spot this time.
Yeah, he's quite a bargain, too. They paid $35,000 for him as a baby, and then here he is already a graded stakes winner and now looking to add a grade two to his resume. So you got to give the horse all the credit in the world, don't you?
He's a pretty serious horse, you know. He can't worry about price tag real quiet with 17,000. You know, he's
yep.
Once you get beyond the price tag, then you forget about it. But it's one of those things where I really like the way he's coming into this race. This shouldn't be a problem for him, and hopefully, you know, we need to run one too.
How about Freedom Fighter stretching out for the first time in the Gotham?
You know what? It's a one turn. I think it's going to be a good test for him. You know, we're sending him up there. I'm not really looking for Derby points. We just thought that was next race. It would look if he were to go a little bit further, and it might maybe find another try him a little bit. But I think we're all sort of in the same boat. If you look at the horses in there, they're all sort of one turn type horses, and you know, I think this. The pace is going to be so important, so we'll see what he does. But he's shipped well, and he's doing well.
Last weekend, Spielberg, second in the Southwest Stakes. Tell me a little bit more about him and share your thoughts on that effort.
Yeah, Spielberg was, you know, very disappointing the race before and just struggled all the way around there. And I loved his race at Oaklawn. He had a horrible start. The horse next to him was acting up, and then when he acted up and he was stepping back and got completely left at the start. So Martin just sat back there and let him finish. But it looked like, you know, he ran a very courageous race. He wasn't going to beat the winner, but, you know, it was nice to see that. I think, you know, mile and eighth, mile and quarter, you know, he's going to be okay. So, you know, I think he earned himself back into the little picture a little bit.
Yeah, where does he go next? Does he stay in Arkansas or come back home?
I think I'm not sure where I'm going to run him. I think I'm probably bring him home next week, and then if I go back to the Arkansas Derby, I might run two in there. I'm not sure yet, but he liked that track. It was firmer surface, and I think a lot of horses, they get out of California, get on a firmer surface. It really, you know, they like it much better because California. It's a very deep and struggling surface, you know.
How about the undefeated San Vicente winner, Concert Tour? Where might we see him?
Concert Tour, he's going to be going to the Rebel next week and taking on Caddo River, which is, I think he's one of the top horses in the country. So that's going to be quite a matchup right there. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. I hope it doesn't rain, but you never know up there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to hear you talk about Caddo River like that because I know that you pay attention to all the other three-year-olds, obviously, around the country. What other horses have made you stop and say, uh-oh, we better be ready when we get to Louisville on the first Saturday in May?
Well, we're not thinking about that right now. We're just thinking week to week and who's going to, what style will fit whatever track or whatever, and Caddo River, he's a very fast horse, got extremely high cruising speed, and those horses are dangerous, you know, the kind of horses I usually train, you know. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting because I think Concert Tour, you know, he's a horse I'm very high on, and I think he's got a lot of upside to him, and he has natural speed too, you know, but it should be a good test for him.
You said earlier that you like to see your three-year-olds going in the right direction, finishing strong, first, second, you know, moving the way you want them to move. And I know it's not fair to ask you to rank your three-year-olds. I would never do that. But in terms of mental maturity and their development and physical maturity and their development, which of the three-year-olds are kind of at the top of that list and showing you what you want to see at this point?
Well, I think the Life is Good, Medina, and Concert Tour, those three are, you know, I think they're really good horses, and they're very talented. Spielberg, you know, he's right there every time. He's had a lot of outs, and he's got a, you know, his mind, he's got a good mind. And after his last race, it really, you know, the race before, he's known to throw in couple of clunkers, but he rebounds right away, and I like that in him. And he's actually made the most money of all of them.
I know you're a competitive guy, Bob, and I know you love to win. And when you equaled Ben Jones last year with number six, it was kind of unbelievable for you. I know it was surreal because we talked afterwards, too. Now that you've reached that mark, how bad do you want number seven now?
You know, I've never thought about breaking records. They happen. I usually hear about them afterwards. And I didn't really realize it till after we won it. So you're just trying to get there. And, when I'm through racing, I guess I can look back on it, but I've never set a goal like I want that record or I want to win that one race. Or, I mean, there's certain races I haven't won. I like winning them. You know, they'll tell me, hey, you know, that's the first time you've won that race, really. You know, but I really don't pay attention to that too much.
Well, Bob, listen, all the best along the road to the Derby. I'm sure we'll talk again when you get to Louisville, and let's go get it done here Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, and anytime.